أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم. My name is Mayu Jamal Jernigan and I'm going to tell you how I became a Muslim. I was born in the year 1975 as Mayu Jamal Jernigan. My family was in particularly through transitioning political transition in the belief of the black nationalism, in which the African Americans and their struggles here in the United States caused us to look towards other faiths in order to recognize our purpose in creation. Islam served that purpose. My family, not so accustomed to the ways of a Muslim, still retains some of the values. Our first names, middle names were always Arabic or Swahili. Our last names, of course, would be an American last name. Many of us did not have the privilege to change our American last names over into Arabic last names. I myself, after going through years of not eating pork, knowing how to say assalamu alaikum to family members and other friends of the family who were also involved, I started to do my own research to find out exactly what it is to be a Muslim. At the age of 13 or 14 years old in high school, I began reading books, many books I've come across. I've come across books written by the Nation of Islam, books written by the Qadianis, the Ahmadiyyas, they call themselves. I've read books that were from Malachi Z. York's organization, the Ansarullah community, some Noble Drew Ali from the Moorish American teachings. And as I began to grow, I wanted to learn more about the Quran, to know what a Muslim was, how to be a Muslim, how to live my life, knowing that there is only one God and there was a messenger. At this time, I did not know that the Prophet Muhammad or the Ahlul Bayt Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the time, I had moved to North Minnesota, Minneapolis, and the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taught to me directly through the Somalis from East Africa. A lot of their sheikhs had a great influence and were very productive in helping me to learn how to read the Holy Quran with tajweed. I was introduced to reading the Holy Quran in Zion, Illinois, through an organization they called themselves the Ahmadiyyas. But when coming to Minnesota, I was learning more of the Sunnah and learning more about the companions of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I took on another route. I started to want more authentic Islam. I remember when I was young, there were always pictures of a man from a country. He had a black turban on, long white beard, and his face was so holy to me. He reminded me of what I thought that Muhammad would look like, or Moses, or even Jesus, alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, in searching for true Islamic leadership, knowing that many different organizations in Islam and many different sects in Islam, and even amongst certain brothers that I myself have come across that were into different tribalisms in Minnesota. So I knew that there had to be one central leadership in Islam, and I knew that there was the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we were expecting his return. I was doing much more research. I used to go to the library at Woodson Library over at the University of Minnesota. And I used to do more research. I recall researching on the lineage of the Imam Mahdi in Islam. And this is how I started to learn more about how to practice or actually even live Islam in the most authentic way. I finally truly understood the meaning of Tawheed. La ilaha illallah wa tuhu la sharika lahu. There is no other God except Allah. He is one and he has no associates. And that was through the avenue of Ahlul Bayt to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not promoting one over another, but I'm just telling you about my search and finding truth. I remember a time when I did not have the Holy Quran, and I would go through the Bible over and over and over again. After doing so, I acquired a Quran, and I've been learning it over and over and over again in search and quest for the truth. In doing so, I was able to pick up upon the language of Arabic, of course, which is the language of the Quran. It's translated for us into English, and for others into Spanish, French, Russian, Somali. I've also learned how to read Hebrew, and that way I was able to tie different prophecies of the Bible into the advent of the coming prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace be upon him, the mercy of God, his family.